Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dalton Jones. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rico Petroselli. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lee Stang. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lee Stang. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ed Stroud. Batting second. The second baseman, Marv Steele. Batting third. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Steele scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Steele is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steele takes first base on ball four. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Steele. The throw from Tillman and he is safe. Steele steals second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tillman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is called out on strikes. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rico Petroselli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petroselli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jones moves to third. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. Petroselli moves to second. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. Martin moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang strikes out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 1 in the game. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stang fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0 for 1 in the game. Stroud hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Steele is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steele is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Steele hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Conigliaro takes first base on ball 4. Yastrzemski moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yastrzemski moves to third. Conigliaro moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli is walked intentionally. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford bunts towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGraw for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang is 0 for 1 in the game. Stang hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 2 in the game. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martin bunts towards the mound. Stang fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 1 in the game. Horlan hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Conigliaro strikes out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0 for 2 in the game. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stang fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Steele is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steele is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Steele is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jones for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 2 in the game. Tillman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Tillman and he is out, Petrocelli applying the tag. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Foy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang is 0 for 2 in the game. Stang hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 3 in the game. Foy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Foy moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski is walked intentionally. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair bunts towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Jones covering, for the out. Berry moves to second. One out. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Joe Horland. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is walked intentionally. Buddy Bradford pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0 for 3 in the game. Stroud is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pete Ward pinch hits for Marv Steele. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Al Weiss now playing second base. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott strikes out. One out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jones for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford bunts towards the mound. Stang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-3 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Tillman and he is safe. Agee steals second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martin is walked intentionally. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Agee scores. Martin moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 1, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.